massive challenge, and any election that I've stood before the electorate, stood before convention, I take them seriously. The people that I work closely with in the organisation, they're under no illusion that there's going to be a very, very challenging election. But what our message is strong, our message is quite clear. We came in at a time to clean up a mess nationally, and obviously we're trying to get a second term in order to ensure that we maintain and sustain the recovery that has started, a city-led recovery that's starting to imprint itself in County Donegal, but we still have a long way to go, and I believe the best way of doing that is to continue with our plans and momentum going into the next election.
Fine Gael faces a challenge everywhere. It faces a serious challenge in Donegal. We're looking at the prospect of headquarters adding another candidate onto the ticket to fight this election with yourself. Vote management is going to be really, really important here, isn't it?
Yeah, look, every vote counts, and it's going to be very much a case of an organisation working together, working very, very closely together, and being under no illusion that the size of this constituency, when you go from Malinhead to the Killybegs, it's a long drive, it's a wide constituency with islands, communities, with a lot of people to represent here, and certainly I'm confident that the organisation we have, and with the big crowd here tonight, that we're going to build on the momentum from here tonight and move forward, and also with a lot of the younger people that are in this organisation, have come into this organisation this last while, I'm looking forward to that challenge ahead.
There's no doubt over the next couple of weeks and months we're going to have good news announcements, we're going to have a positive budget from the point of view of the people. The real question facing people when push comes to shove is, people are being told there's a recovery. Will they feel that in their pockets? Will they feel it in their bank accounts? Will they feel that in their families between now and polling day?
Well, look, there is a budget coming up, and obviously that's a matter for the Minister for Finance, and I think I'm long enough in politics to know that the electorate do not be hoodwinked in relation to budgets or in relation to promises before an election. What we have to convince the electorate here is that Donegal is a county that has suffered immensely for decades and decades, where tourists came as far as Bundoran, came as far as Donegal town, but now we're starting to see through the Wild Atlantic Way, they're coming further. There's key investments needed, i.e. the A5, the road into Letterkenny. We need to keep very focused on these major game changers in relation to this county, and I'm confident that a second term in government will continue that momentum, and we have delivered on projects when there's been very, very much the story of cutbacks. We've delivered in the last 4 or 5 years, be it the Cockhill Bridge, the €3 million, or going, for example, Glenties Bridge, the 600,000, or the three signature points along the Wild Atlantic Way, and also the dedicated focus that we have in relation to the retention of services at Letterkenny General Hospital. And I would like to continue, and I'll be going before the electorate in the hope that I can get that endorsement from the Donegal electorate to carry forward the jobs that we've started and the objectives that we have started out over the last number of years to bring us into the next term.